Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council delays decision on new hotel plan near Eisenhower Airport.
Two.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens dead at age 99.
One.
Highs around 100 the next few days in South Central Kansas, with heat indexes as high as 108. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got some heavy traffic in places in Wichita right now. Still, that North Junction seems to be the heaviest area for traffic out there. Seeing more traffic right now on K-96 on the hillside side of that, east of the North Junction this morning. Also, the gasoline prices still $2.59, not seeing any change from the jump we had yesterday. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny, breezy, and hot today with a high of 100 degrees. And again, that heat index could go as high as 108, so be careful out there. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 78. Thursday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, again, near 100. Now mostly cloudy. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 77 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That's today with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a Steve and Ted poll question. It is there on our website, knssradio.com. So easily accessed if you'd like to be a part of it. Just go on the website and find it there. Steve and Ted poll question: will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters? We just started this yesterday, and you have three choices. And coming up at 85%, will you use the new rental electric scooters? 85% say never. As much as possible, this is a great transit option. 5%. Maybe a few times here and there for fun. 10%. So, according to our poll, they're not big fans of the scooters. John, here's some comments from Facebook on this. John says, this is a complete joke. So, when the first car versus scooter rider happens, how much is the lawsuit going to be? Okay, John.
Which was probably yesterday. Mm. Somebody came into my news studio yesterday afternoon and says, well, we had their first scooter
accident.
Says there's already emergency vehicles down there. Somebody had an accident on a scooter.
Okay. Alan commented, I see the riders on the sidewalks and not on the street where I thought they were supposed to be ridden. People desperately need exercise, and we've now done another stupid thing to help them avoid it. Give the sidewalks back to the pedestrian. Okay. And then Steve says, this is not me. Steve says, how is the city going to enforce the rules? They don't enforce traffic laws today. A little skepticism.
Oh, my.
There.
A lot of skepticism.
Yeah,
on
the Facebook comments there with Steve and Ted. And again, if you'd like to participate, Steve and Ted poll question, will you use Wichita's new rental electric scooters right there on our webpage, knssradio.com?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people favoring what's going on, at least among the people who are visiting our website.
Well, you know. Mm. This is a community that likes to complain.
That's true. New ideas are not usually received with open arms. No.
Not usually.
Does social media cause depression?
This is House Call for Health. There's new evidence of a connection between social media and teen depression. Researchers followed nearly 4,000 students in Montreal. The students kept track of time spent on activities like browsing social media, watching TV, and playing video games. At the same time, the students were asked about feelings of sadness or loneliness. The study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics found that students who spent even 1 hour more than average levels on social media or TV watching had higher levels of depression. They did not find a connection between video games and depression. The researchers acknowledged that there's no evidence that social media use actually causes depression, and the study doesn't give specific information about social media platforms and TV choices. But with teen suicide rates on the rise, the search continues for possible reasons why. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Stocks ended broadly lower on Wall Street Tuesday, breaking a five-day winning streak for the S&P index. Technology companies posted some of the biggest losses. Some banks rose after reporting results that beat analysts' forecasts. Earnings reporting season is getting into full swing for U.S. companies. The Dow yesterday fell 23 points, the S&P dropped 10 points, and the NASDAQ lost 35. Bayer is closing its crop science division headquarters in North Carolina and moving 500 jobs to the St. Louis area. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced the move Tuesday. So 500 jobs coming into St. Louis, and there's a story out this morning about how many people at the USDA office there in Washington, there are 550 of them, and they're moving that office to Kansas City, and about half or three-quarters of them don't even want to come to Missouri or Kansas.
I can understand
that. Well, yeah, but you've got your roots down there.
Yeah,
your
if you've got family and kids in school there, you're saying, well, I don't want to move halfway across the continent.
Looks like Missouri's being pretty aggressive about, you know, bringing people, new people in.
Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
We're going to have them here if we're going to build airplanes and so forth. So, all right, 751 now, Steve and Ted. Update now on plans for a new hotel near Wichita's airport. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the next chapter in the events related to a new hotel near Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport. A decision has been delayed by the Wichita City Council for a third time. Now it wants to let lawyers for a competing hotel have their say. The owners of the DoubleTree Hub by Hilton have a right of first refusal on any nearby property. A lawyer says the hotel didn't have enough time to address issues with the new hotel. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is joining critics of Facebook's cryptocurrency called Libra. He says Facebook has a lot to do before the Trump administration will let it proceed. U.S. officials have met with Facebook leaders in the past few weeks. Mnuchin says he wants more details about how to prevent the currency from being used to launder money and finance terrorism. And interest rates are so low, banks are trying other ways to incentivize their customers. Standard Chartered in Hong Kong has given customers the option to forego any interest payments and receive awards from Asia Miles. It's a loyalty program owned by Cathay Pacific. U.S. customers, similar. Citibank, who opened a new account, got 30,000 reward miles on American Airlines. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Just trying to think, Bill, how many hotels do we have right there close to the airport? I mean, there's one or two over on Kellogg Drive, and then there's...
Yep, there's DoubleTree, then there's the that one on Kellogg Drive. There's one to the east of there, a couple of them to the east.
Yeah, there's a few there along that stretch
along
near Dugan.
Yeah. But up near the, more closer to the airport to just the one. You know, when I was a kid on the west side, the old airport road going in there, you know, it's where you can see where the old airport went in, the road went in there, and there was a standard station on the corner there where I worked when I was in high school. And on the other corner, there was a place called Diamond Inn. And that was the only, their hotel they had out there, so... But now we're trying to put another one in there, and they're having some problems getting that done, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of been back and forth. Initially, they had said the DoubleTree that had the right of first refusal, they were okay with it. And it turns out, well, maybe not the case.
Okay. Well, they'll get it resolved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So today is National Hot Dog Day. How about that?
Boom!
We pay homage to the Frankfurter. The footlong, or the weenie, wiener, wienerwurst, or even the red hot.
Wow.
They taste just as great no matter what we call it. My wife is, she likes hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
How about love hot dogs.
Bill, are you a hot dog guy?
I grew up on hot dogs, man.
Really?
Dog's little butter toasted bun. Hello.
Yeah, then
over there at our friends who make those hot dogs on those butter toasted buns.
Okay. Mm. Over 25 million hot dogs are sold at baseball stadiums each year. That sounds a little light to me.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
You go to a ballpark, I like to have a couple of hot dogs if I can.
You bet.
So what is your, just quickly here, what is your favorite ballpark refreshment? Is it a hot dog? Is it popcorn? What is it, Bill? What do you go for?
Well, it's definitely either it's a hot dog. And we actually, there was a group of us, we said a hot dog and a beer an inning one time.
Wait a minute. A hot dog and a beer an inning?
Yeah, that that didn't end up very good.
Oh, no, no. That
but either hot dogs or peanuts. I love peanuts.
You know, I like the peanuts,
there you go.
Too. Yeah. Ted, you got a
favorite? Why do I have to choose?
You don't. You can have one of each, right?
Exactly.
Whatever they got.
I like what did I have at Little Rock? It was a hamburger. It was shaped like a hot dog, though, and it was in a hot dog bun. But it was hamburger.
Wow.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Really?
That blew my mind.
A hot burger or something. Okay. Okay. National Hot Dog Day. Thanks, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. Got the latest on the death of retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at what happened at the Royals game last night. Some interesting developments.
Yes. Plus entertainment news.
Oh, yeah. 8:35 this morning, we'll bring you the latest in the world of entertainment. And we've got some pretty interesting names that will show up in the blur this morning at 8:35.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.